The quality number 63, that a husband loves his wife not to reveal his secrets. Whatever he tells her, he wants it to be kept as a secret with her forever. And this is very important matter, that you don't reveal what someone trusted you with. Someone told you, keep this with you and don't tell anyone about it. And then all of a sudden you start talking about it and he hears from outside about it. So if your husband tells you something, then keep it. Don't reveal it. Don't tell it to anyone, even if it is your mother, the closest to you. Because if he finds that whatever he tells you, the second day it is out, then he will never trust you. Even, God forbid, if the relationship is terminated, the secrets remain as secrets. Both sides should maintain that secrecy. It's haram to reveal the secrets of your wife or the secrets of your husband. Therefore, the wise woman, wise wife, will always maintain the secrets of her home. Not necessarily only the secrets of your husband, the secrets of everyone, every member in the family. Not only every member in the family, every Muslim who tells you anything, you keep and maintain that secret. So this is a noble quality a husband wants his wife to have. Quality number 64. A husband doesn't like his wife to be busy with anything in his presence, like reading a newspaper or a magazine or listening to the radio. He wants to feel that you are with him, both mind and heart. Not that you are present physically and you are thinking about something else, like reading a magazine or a newspaper, and he's talking to you. This is a sickness with many couples. It's both men and women. Sometimes the husband, his wife is talking to you and he's not paying attention to her. And it hurts. And vice versa. His presence, so the husband doesn't want his wife to be preoccupied by anything except by his presence. Your eyes are focusing on his eyes. You're very close to him. Or even if you are distant, you are looking at him as if it is the first time you are seeing him, admiring. So that's what a husband wants his wife, that he wants to feel that he is very important in her life. Because many couples, they have this problem, lack of interest when someone is talking or someone is sitting with someone. So the other partner is absent-minded, and this creates a problem. And sometimes this could be the straw that broke the back of the camel. I mean it. So take this issue seriously. Quality number 64, that a husband doesn't want his wife to be preoccupied by anything in his presence. So this quality number 64, which is very essential and very important, that you don't make your husband feel that he is not important or his presence is not that important by just reading a newspaper or magazine or anything or listening to the radio or tape recorder, whatever. So just make him feel that he is everything in your life. Okay? Quality number 65, that a husband loves his wife not to be talkative. And as you recall the saying, if speech is silver, then silence is gold. It's very true to a certain extent. Sometimes silence is gold. Because some women, they like to talk all the time. They cannot, wait, for instance, 5 minutes without talking. It's a habit. They get used to that. So a husband, he doesn't like his wife to be a talkative type. She talks, but she also listens more. So the successful wife is the one who listens more than she talks. Not only a wife, a husband, any human being. You should listen more than you talk, more than you speak. Listen to others. Let them finish what they want to say. Even a child. Some of us have this problem. A child is trying to say something to you, but you don't have the patience to let him finish. Say, hurry up, what is it? Tell me, what is it? And the child is incapable to say it at one go. So the child is striving and working, trying his best to express himself. But the father, the parents, they don't have the patience, enough patience, to listen to the child. And this is actually something bad. It's not, this is an ignoble quality, that you don't have the patience to let the one who's speaking to you, talking to you, finish his talk. Or maybe sometimes you conclude from what he's trying to say and you jump to the conclusion without letting him or her finishing his talk or his conversation or her conversation. And definitely then the conclusion is not correct. So let that person finish what he wants or what she wants to say. So a husband doesn't like his wife to be a talkative type. So if you are, my dear sister, if you are a talkative type, try to get rid of this. Because then if you are a talkative type, you will fall into the sin of gossiping, backbiting, slandering. Because you need to talk. And when you want to talk, think about it. Is it good? You say it. If it is bad, you refrain. Also, a husband doesn't like his wife to pretend. She pretends that she has such qualities when she doesn't have them. So be down to earth. Some women, they like to lie to other women that we have this, we have that, etc. when they don't have them. So let's say that someone's wife said to her friend that we have this and that and etc., etc. And then she went and told her husband. And then this woman's husband, he was talking to this man, to your husband. He said, well, mashallah, I heard that you have this and that. And then he said, no, we don't. No, you do. Your wife told my wife. See? So there is no need. And sometimes some women are very inquisitive. Very inquisitive, very curious. They say, what do you have? Do you have this? We got this. Or some women, because they are very inquisitive and very curious, when they come, they visit you. They say, can I see your house? I want to pay a visit to every room. Can I have a look at your house? Some women, they have that type. I don't know if this is, you have this in the West or not, but in the East, it is there. You should not pretend that you have things that when in reality you don't have them. So don't pretend. And if someone said, can I have a look at around your house? Say no, my husband doesn't like that. Say so. A husband, of course a Muslim husband, pious husband, he loves his wife to have a certain, she has to be dedicated to the reading of the Quran. That every day she, from this time to this time, he knows that now she is having her word, she is reading her word, the Quran. This time to this time, he knows that she is reading other books, hadith books, fiqh books, whatever. So he loves that. I know one of the mashayikh, he came to visit us, and you can imagine, they are visiting. They are supposed that he came with his wife, so his wife should enjoy herself with the sisters. No, because there is a program. From this time to this time, she's memorizing. She's having her Quran, word Quran. So she tells the sister, I have to leave because this time is dedicated for the Quran. I have to leave. I cannot break my program. So the pious husband and the true Muslim, he loves that his wife dedicates and allocates some of her time for the Quran and also other readings. Quality 69, a husband loves his wife to avoid using or wearing perfume when she leaves her home. Plus it is a sin. A woman who wears perfume and goes out and the passers-by smell her smell, her odor, the fragrance of the perfume. Then the angels, they write her as if she committed zina, adultery. So she is an adulteress. So it is a serious issue, sisters. It's a sin that when you go out, don't wear perfume. And in some societies, some communities, it is a culture or a habit that when women, among the Arabs in particular, when women visit another woman, when the women come to her house, she has to give them perfume or at least scent, what we call bukhur, scent. It's the same. It's the sin. It's haram. Abu Huraira, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was going to the masjid. And a woman passed by him, and he smelled the perfume. He said, إِلَىٰ أَيْنَا يَا أَمَةَ الْجَبَّارِ عُودِي وَاغْتَسِلِي غُسْلَكِ مِنَ الْجَنَابَةِ. He said, where are you heading to, O servant of Almighty? Go to your house and take ghusl. Take a bath, just in the same way that you take bath after sexual defilement, after janaba. This is what Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said. So it is a sin. Point number 70. A husband, I'm talking now about the Muslim husband, pious, practicing Muslim. He loves his wife to be a da'iya, to call to Allah. First of all, she starts with her husband. If her husband is not, he is having, you know, drawbacks and he's not perfect, she is trying to enhance and help him to perfect his character, her family, so that her family is set as an example. Then her community, her neighbors, friends, relatives. Husband loves his wife to be da'iyah. But also at the same time, she has to strike the balance between her commitments, obligations towards her husband, her children, her home, etc. So she has to manage her time. The problem that many brothers and sisters, they don't know how to manage their time. They don't know time management. Quality 71, a husband loves his wife to respect his opinion, even if his suggestion or his opinion or his idea is silly. She should say, oh, brilliant. That's great. Fantastic. Marvelous. I like it. Because a wife, he has to be a diplomat to sometime. Not to tell him what an evil idea is this. What is this? This is silly. This is childish. Ridiculous. So you put him off. And then you maybe affect his personality. Because some husbands, because of their upbringing, they were brought up by their mothers. And some mothers are very, very strict. So the personality of the child, or the man who is a man now, is shaky. Because always what his mother dictates, he does. So his mother runs his life. Even after he's married and he's having children. So he doesn't have sort of independence. He got used that someone thinks for him. He's just like a robot. So if your husband is this type, he needs someone now to stand by him and help him to regain and to have his confidence, to help him to feel that he is now can stand and he can take his own decisions. And who is the closest to him now, who is living with him 24 hours, is his wife. So try to help him. So a husband loves his wife to respect his opinion, even if she is internally not convinced. But she has to smile, pretend, and just like what the diplomats do. 72, tip number 72, quality 72, which a husband loves his wife to have, that he wants his wife to look after him, that she doesn't allow him to come outside or to go outside and listen until he is very presentable. She tells him, I don't want the people to talk about me. I want you to always look like a star. Your clothes are neat, clean, ironed. You smell nice. She always takes care. A husband loves that. Because you know what the people say? If they see, for instance, your thobe is not ironed or whatever, say, poor guy, no one looks after him. His wife is ignoring him, neglecting him. They put the blame on you. You see, we say in Arabic here, you know, before you got married, when you were a bachelor, say, oh, he's a poor guy, he's a bachelor. So no one looks after him, he's a bachelor. But the moment you got married, say, see now, see the difference? Do you recall this guy? How he used to look like, and now, what happened? Yeah, he got married, you know. So now someone is looking after him, which is true, very true. So husband loves his wife to look after him. She goes and she buys perfume for him, and she knows his choice, she knows what he loves, what he likes, etc. And she will get the credit. She will get the credit. Because the people will say, yes, mashallah. Someone behind looking after him. Quality number 73, that a husband loves his wife to fulfill all her obligations towards him, to obey him whenever he asks her for anything, to come to bed, to do something, not to go, etc. So she is always there. And she does these things and she obeys him willingly, seeking by that Allah's pleasure. No laziness. Because sometimes you can put your husband off. If he calls you to bed and say, I am tired, I'm having a headache, whatever. Okay, I am calm, I'll come, I have to do it only because it's a duty. Do it for the sake of England, etc. Women, they do say that. Even now, she is coming to bed, but she put her husband off. He's not in the mood anymore. Quality 74. A husband loves his wife to be so distant from involving herself into bid'ah. She keeps herself so distant, very distant, from falling into bid'ahs, magic, spells, visiting magicians, soothsayers, diviners, fortune tellers, because that takes a person out of Islam. So you should never believe in such kufr, for instance, because this is, you know, most of the customers, I don't know if that is also the same in the West, most of the customers who go to the palmist, fortune tellers, psychics, magicians are women, at least in this area. In the East, I don't know, in your part. Here in this part of the world, most of the customers who go and believe in these superstitions, they go to the diviners, soothsayers, palmists, fortune tellers, are women. For instance, a friend of yours comes and tells you, you know, my dear, it looks that you are not awake, you are sleeping. Say, why? Don't you know what your husband is doing? Didn't you notice any change in his behavior? Is it he singing something that he wants to do something? Like what? Like marriage, for instance. Yeah, I know that is an old tone. No, it's not. Open your eyes. Wake up. She's telling you. But you know something? She tells you. I know a professional magician here. Very professional one. Let us go to him. And he will do something for your husband. And your husband will become, you know, powerless, willless. He will not do anything against your will. You will be dominating him. He will be just like a ring in your finger. And you believe her and you go to this magician or whatever you want to call him. And he tells you, I need to have, for instance, the garment of your husband, or his vest, or anything he wears. And he makes a spell. He casts a spell on your husband. And sometimes it works. And you become the controller, dominating his life. But after what? After you lost your iman. After losing Islam. After becoming kafir. Because if you believe in fortune tellers, you become a disbeliever. So you tell her sorry, I will not listen to you, and I don't want you to come again and report and give me such reports. You should tell her, so what if he gets married? It's halal for them. Allah made it halal for men. It's better for me that he get married rather than having a mistress and brings me sexual transmitted diseases. So if he gets married, that's better for him, if he wants. So by doing so, she will never come back again to you to tell you your husband is doing this or that. And you have to rebuke her and tell her this is a bad habit. You are trying to destroy people's houses and breaking families. Plus what you are suggesting is kufr and shirk. Quality number 75. A husband loves his wife to service him, to offer him the food by her own hand. Not that, and she cooks for him. A husband loves to taste the food that is cooked by his wife, not by the housemaid. And he wants his wife to serve him. Not that the housemaid brings the food, and she is the one who is serving him. Even if you have a housemaid, he should not see her. It is you who serves him. Otherwise, as we know cases, your husband will fall in love with the housemaid. Because who is serving him? And you know, sometimes those housemaids are very, very, you know, shrewd, very smart. And they know what to do and what movement will soften the man. So don't open that gate for the housemaid. He should be always there. Never leave your house and leave the housemaid with your husband. And I'll tell you this true story happened. That a woman, housemaid, was not Muslimah. So the wife, or the woman of the house, she was having, you know, back pain. She was complaining. And then the housemaid volunteered. And she said, you know, madam, let me give you a massage. Because I am from the Far East, we know how to give massage. And she, of course, she removed her clothes and she was giving the massage to her. And she liked it. And the pain was relieved. Few days later, her husband came from the office and he was complaining. And she told him, oh, father of so-and-so, our housemaid, the servant, she knows how to give wonderful massage. She has magic touch. Let her give you a massage. And she gave him the massage, and he liked it. But now he wants something more than the massage. So he suggested to his wife to take her to her family. And he took her to her family with the kids, and he dropped them, and he left, and the housewife maid is left at home. And he rushed back. And now he wants to have the housemaid. And the housemaid refused. So he decided to rape. And to his surprise, he tore the clothes of the housemaid, and the housemaid was a man, not a woman. She was a man. So the one who gave the massage to his wife was a man. So never leave the housemaid alone with your husband or with your children. Maybe they are teenagers. When you go, you take her with you. Quality number 76, which a husband loves his wife to have. He wants his wife to avoid the fashion. That some women, they are just slaves for the fashion. So the fashion is the idol. What is the latest fashion? Is this or that. And he doesn't want his wife to dress indecently when she's outside. Even if that is the fashion. You know, some women, and maybe practicing sisters, but when they go to weddings, believe me, and problems, because we receive problems because of that, and calls, and sometimes divorce cases. In weddings, they look like models, and the way they dress is indecently, very indecent. And when they come from the weddings, they are wearing niqab, gloves, everything. But inside, there are some entirely different. So it should not be like that. And I'm always telling the sister, when you go to weddings, don't remove your abaya, because first of all, there are many women there who are not practicing Muslimat, and they describe, and now on top of all of that, many, they have these telephones with cameras inside, and they just take photos. You know, in a country, I don't want to mention the name, they ban these cameras, the phones that have cameras. Why? Because problems took place, happened. You'll see the picture or the photo of your wife on the net, because your wife was in one of the weddings, and someone, a woman who doesn't fear Allah, she took her photo. So just be decent when you go to weddings. And in order to stop this, I suggest that before the woman enter the hall where the wedding is held, that some sisters, they should stop there and check for these types of telephones and take them from the woman and give her anything, receipt or something, that you collect it only when you want to go, when you are coming out. If she insists, then tell her sorry, you are not welcome. So you should not be always just a slave for the fashion. And anyone who's observing the fashion industry, he sees that the most crucial factor, the element which is common in the design, is sex. Sex. How to excite the man? How to excite the man? What is going to excite the man? Is it the breast this time? Is it the thigh? Is it the backside? Is it the navel? Every time, should now we make the dress long or short? What is it? So it's always revolving around sex. And the woman is a sex object. And you know, most of those who are running the fashion industry, you know them very well. Quality 77, which a husband loves his wife to have, that she pleases him. And when he gets angry, she comes and she pleads to him to forgive her. And she comes and apologizes. Says, I'm sorry. Not to let him sleep when he is angry. That's very important. And of course, if he is mistaken, if he is wrong, he should also come and apologize and say, I'm sorry. My apology. We should not keep things to accumulate. Immediately, we kill it on the spot. Also, quality 78. A husband loves his wife to know how to deal with people, how to deal with her husband, how to deal with others, and how to handle things, situations. He loves his wife to be a smart woman, to know how to handle problems, how to deal with the people, how to talk to them. And quality number 79, a husband loves his wife to be a good example for the rest of the women. So women, they talk about her, and they are taking her as their example. Say, MashaAllah, she is so pious, she is so calm, she is quiet woman. She is not talkative type. She doesn't talk a lot. She is well-mannered. She is having excellent character. That's what a husband wants his wife to be. Quality number 80. And this, the 80th quality which every husband loves, a Muslim husband loves his wife to have, is to abide by the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in particular wearing the hijab, the Islamic hijab. So every Muslim husband wants his wife to have the Islamic hijab. So, because some Muslim women, they don't wear the Islamic hijab. They wear the traditional hijab, and there is a big difference between the Islamic hijab and the traditional one. So a husband loves his wife to wear the Islamic one, not the traditional one. For instance, if a husband asks his wife to wear the niqab, she should not refuse to wear the niqab. She should not argue with her husband by saying, well, you know, the niqab is not fard, it's only sunnah. She should not say that, because the least we can say about it is sunnah. So why you don't want to wear it? So when your husband tells you, where's the niqab, you should say, yes, I will do. And you should not hesitate to wear the niqab. Quality 81, that the husband loves his wife to be a simple person, not a complicated one, not a person who look for prestige, and who is always looking for the fashion, what is the latest fashion, etc. So he wants his wife to be, she looks presentable, but at the same time, humble and simple person. Because some women, they like to look just like stars, outside, not for their husbands. So this is a bad quality. So husband, a Muslim husband, doesn't want his wife to be that type of person, who concentrates and gives more attention to her external part rather than the internal one. She concentrates more on her, on the body rather than the heart and the soul. So this is quality 81. A Muslim is down to earth, simple person, humble person. She looks presentable, but not that sophisticated. Quality 82. A Muslimah, or any successful woman, any wise woman, she should not let others interfere in her own life, especially what is between her and her husband, the marital life, especially when there are problems. She should try to solve her problem by herself, between her and her husband. Both of them should try to work and solve their problems without the interference of the family, relatives, or friends. Because normally, any marital problem, when there are foreign elements involved in it, actually the problem maximizes, the problem increases, and it becomes insurmountable problem. But it can be contained. Big problems, actually, they start as small problems. Big problems, when they start, they were small. They could have been contained the early stage. But when we overlook it or ignore it or neglect it, that problem starts to increase. So the wise woman, a matured one, that she should not allow her family to interfere or friends or talk about it. She should try to solve it at home, in her bedroom with her husband. That is the right approach and the correct approach. Quality 83, a husband loves his wife to have, that when he travels for any reason, that she should pray for him, prays for his safety, prays for that his safe journey, wishes him safe journey, and she protects him in his absence. And of course, a Muslimah, that is by default, should be her attitude, so that her husband will not think about the milkman or the postman, etc. So, because she fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she protects him in his absence. Because among the disbelievers, this is a problem. When a husband travels, as they say, when the cat away, the mice play. So, a Muslimah who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when her husband travels, he doesn't worry about anything, because he knows she fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she will not do anything shameful. And when he calls her from abroad, and is outside the country, she should not spoil his mood. She should not tell him what happened, if there are problems with children or something happened in his absence that is not that serious. She should not, inform him because he's away. That is going to make him very anxious, and that's going to affect him. She should always tell him that we are all right, we are fine, we are missing you, etc. And she can exchange with him some love expressions over the line to pacify him and to soothe him and to console him as well. She should mention some love expressions to express her feelings that she is missing her husband, and she is looking forward to meeting him. Quality 84, that a husband loves his wife to seek his advice and to consult him, to consider him as her own consultant regarding her private issues and private matters. So when you seek his advice and seek his opinion and you ask him, what do you think if we do this? I am thinking of doing this. What is your opinion? Guide me. So when you make your husband always in the picture, you make him in the picture always, you put him in the picture. So in this case, you build the confidence. So he start to trust you more. And also if, for instance, your husband is having a problem in his regarding his personality, that he is not confident about himself. So now you are actually working on him psychologically, that someone is seeking my own advice. That means I can give opinions, I can help others. So you build his confidence as well. Especially if you are having a business or something and you are seeking his advice. And that also will make him loves you, will make the husband loves his wife more and respects her as well. Quality 85, a Muslimah or any woman, but we're talking about Muslim woman, that is a woman who respects her husband's feeling, and she should avoid anything that will disturb him, annoy him, whether it is a saying or an action or a bad habit. She should always think about it. Oh, I will not say this because this is going to hurt him. A woman over the years, she should know her husband in and out. She should know him very well. You should know your husband. You know what hurts him, you know what makes him upset, etc. So you avoid the things that will upset him. And of course, the husband should do the same. Because some husbands, unfortunately, they are inconsiderate. And they are not sensitive. So he can say things to hurt his wife without feeling that he is hurting her. Some husbands, they are like that. Or some husbands, they might say something in front of his in-laws to upset his wife. So there should be a sort of reciprocal respect and mutual respect between the two partners. Quality 86, that a wife is a person who tries to show and manifest her loving nature, and she should manifest and express her truthfulness and her affection. She should not hide it. You should tell your husband, I love you, I miss you. You should not feel shy. For some women, due to the upbringing, they cannot bring out their feelings. They cannot bring their feelings out. They feel shy. And a husband is craving to hear such things like that. Or sometimes the opposite. She's craving to hear such nice love expressions and nice words. This quality 86, a husband, he loves his wife to show that her loving nature, that his wife is, he shows and exhibits her affection, her feelings towards him. Because as you know, brothers and sisters, the marital life, when it is void and empty of such beautiful wordings and love expressions and warm words, then that life becomes so dull. That life becomes so dull. And this affects the marital life between the couple. So, and many families, they have this problem. Many families, they have this problem. And once that starts, this problem, that the life is so dull and the relationship between the two partners is very cold, then this starts to affect that bondage and weakens it. And this will lead to the failure in the marital life. And the couple, they will not enjoy their marital life, and there won't be any marital happiness. So sisters, always think about this. That shyness or that not praiseworthy haya, it is blameworthy haya, is not needed in the marital life. Between you and your husband, there shouldn't be any barriers. You should talk frankly to one another, openly, especially in your bedroom. You talk to him, and he should also talk to you, because some husbands are also shy because of their upbringing. So both of you, you're open, and you should explore the body of one another. You know what excites your wife, and she knows what excites you. She knows what you like, and you know what she likes. Quality 87, that a husband loves his wife to participate in giving and coming up with solutions, with ideas that will help them to solve their problems, the marital problems, and also the children problems. So she should be an active person, active partner, not sleeping partner. A husband wants his wife to think, to participate. Not that he tells them, okay, you are the man, whatever you say, whatever you decide, we will do. No. He should also come up with ideas. You should think. Because this, the family, just like a company. It's like a company. That's why even we sit with the children and discuss things with them. The children, they come up sometimes with good ideas. So it's not a dictatorship. So this quality 87, a woman should train herself to think. And sometimes you need to think like a man. And the Prophet ﷺ is our example. All of you know that when he ﷺ headed for Umrah, and the mushriks stopped him from entering Mecca, and then a peace treaty was signed, or peace truce was signed, and he said to the Muslims that this year we cannot make the Umrah, will come only next year, so everyone should now remove his ihram, and that's it. The Muslims were reluctant, and the Prophet ﷺ got very upset, and he went to his tent, and he said to his wife, Ummu Salama, halaka al-Muslimun, the Muslims will be perished. I'm telling them to remove their ihrams. And no one did so. The Sahaba, they were reluctant, hoping that a revelation will come down to tell them to proceed. That's why they were reluctant, not to disobey the Prophet ﷺ. So they were waiting for the last minute. Ummu Salama said, O Prophet of Allah, don't blame them. See the wise woman? Don't blame them. Just go now outside and ask your barber to shave your hair, and don't say anything to them. Don't even utter a word. So he came out, and the barber started shaving his hair. When they saw that, they started shaving their hairs and removing their ihrams. So here the Prophet ﷺ, he consulted his wife, and he took her opinion and idea seriously, and he applied it. Because this is life. Though he was the Prophet. He was the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Quality 88. That a husband doesn't like his wife to beautify herself to the extent that she becomes a source of fitna for others. For instance, to dress in, wear tight dress that will reveal her body or describes her body. Even for in front of her father or her brothers, she should always dress decent. Her dress should be very decent and should not be attractive and should not be describing her body. But in front of her husband, she can do whatever she wants. Her husband might bring her clothes. Some women, they feel shy to wear them. You wear them in front of your husband in the bedroom. They are cut different parts of the, showing different parts of your body, because that excites him. So exciting your husband, seducing him, you'll get hasanat. You'll get hasanat for that. When a woman tempts her husband, drives him crazy, seduces him, in the bedroom, that is an act of ibadah for her. Though he is doing that to excite him, so that the fulfillment, the biological fulfillment will be maximum, but yet she will get hasanat for that. And unfortunately, many Muslim women are not aware of this. They are not aware of this. And this is what we call in Arabic, husn al-taba'ul. Husn al-taba'ul. So you should dress whatever he brings your husband. He says, I want you to wear this dress. Wear it. Because I receive some calls, they say, he wants me to look like a prostitute. The way I dress, that is halal. That is halal in your bedroom. If he asks you to dance for him, dance for him. If he asks you to pose in this position, do so, etc. Whatever he asks you, do it for him. As long as he doesn't ask you something haram. And you know what is haram. It's only one thing. And that's the anal. That's it. Nothing else. Everything apart from the anal, sex is halal. Anything else is halal. Quality 89. That when your husband gives you a gift, you should thank him for that. And you should say that you like it and you love it. Oh, it is beautiful, it is nice. Even if it is not that valuable. Or you didn't like it actually. But you pretend. You pretend that, oh, you have a nice choice. I love it. Though inside you, you say, poor guy, he doesn't know how to choose. But you fool him. Life is like that. Sometimes you fool your husband and he fools you. You lie to him, he lies to you. And this is permissible. You tell your wife, you are the most beautiful woman in the world. And she knows she is not the most beautiful woman, but she loves that. She loves to hear that. That's why among the exceptions, the Prophet ﷺ said, and a husband lies to his wife, and a wife lies to her husband. So, you tell him, oh, it's beautiful. For instance, a husband, his wife, she made a recipe, she's trying on him, you know. That is her hobby, collecting recipes. So sometimes, he wants to cook new recipes, new dishes. They don't come okay. She said, today I'm making you trying a new cuisine. And when you start tasting it, it's not that good. But you smile, delicious, nice. MashaAllah. Really, did you like it? She's like a child, you know. She wants to know, did you like it? Say, yes, I did, I do. It's nice. Zakallah khair. So this is life. Then you can say, I think we can enhance it. When you criticize, you put it in a mild way. You can say, then we can enhance this recipe, I think, if we do this and add this and that. And I warn the brothers, I warn you, that you should never criticize her and tell her that you don't know how to cook. Don't do that to your wife. Or don't compare her to others. Say, you don't know, but mashallah, the mother of so-and-so, or the wife of so-and-so, mashallah. Don't do that. Don't do that. You are stabbing her with a knife. It's so painful to women. Women, they know this. They don't like it when you tell her that you don't know. And this we can learn also from the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, you know, it's the sunnah the Prophet ﷺ said, they tell us that مَا عَابَ طَعَامًا قَدْ. The Prophet ﷺ would never criticize any food or blame the cook for not making the food nicely. If he likes it, he would eat it, otherwise he would leave it. Even our children, when we, you know, and this is my advice for all the mothers, those who have daughters. When your daughter reaches the age of 7 or 8 or something like that, put her in the kitchen. Train her. Because tomorrow she will be a mother. And a woman who doesn't know the kitchen, her marital life will not be successful. Put her in the kitchen and we train her and she will make mistakes. The first day the food will be without salt. Second day too much salt. And we will eat that and we'll praise her until she excels in the art of cooking. Then when she's in her husband's house, her husband will always pray for her parents. Really, your parents, they did a great job. They taught you everything. Not that he will be cursing her parents. May Allah curse your dad and your mom who didn't teach you anything. You want that? Or you want your son-in-law to say, MashaAllah, may Allah reward my mother-in-law. Which one you want to hear? Okay, sisters? So put your daughters in the kitchen. Take them to the kitchen and teach them. Not only that, you teach them. Always when you have girls in the house and they are teenagers, keep them busy. Keep them busy under your eye. Don't let them out of sight, alone, in their bedrooms, in the afternoon, lying. What they will be thinking? They will have bad thoughts, evil thoughts. But keep them around you. Do this, do that, cut this, help me. And they don't know why you are doing this. Because you want to keep them busy. And you want them when the night falls, they are completely exhausted physically. So they go to bed and sleep. There is no time to fantasize and to think evil. Keep them busy. So keep your daughters busy. And take them to the kitchen and teach them. Quality number 90. A husband loves his wife to look presentable. And she looks beautiful. Not that she neglects and ignores herself. Many women, they are like that. Then you don't feel attracted. She's not attractive anymore. The same dress she is wearing all the time. Her hair is not done because she is just busy with the children and the cooking. And when the morning comes, she's thinking only, what should I cook today? Or tomorrow, she's thinking, what should I cook? So the husband starts to feel that he is not that important now. He's neglected, ignored. So you should not ignore yourself, especially your body. You should take care about your figure. I'm now only addressing the sisters. Take care about your figure. Otherwise, he will be thinking of another one. That's natural. And of course, she should have good character. Religious, God-fearing, well-mannered. All these things, they add up. Even if she is not that beautiful, because of this good character and good manners, she will be the apple of her husband's eye. Quality 91. She should study psychologically her husband. In other words, she should psychoanalyze her husband. He knows what makes him happy, what makes him angry, when he grieves, when he blurs up. He knows. Oh, I have to cool things now. I have to calm things down because at any moment now he's going to burst. He's going to flare up. And she knows when he will laugh. And she knows when he's going to scream, when he's going to cry. So when she knows her husband very well, she will avoid many problems. Many problems she will avoid them. You say, oh, No. The symptoms show that he's not in the mood to talk about this, so I will not open the subject. Because she is a doctor now. She knows the symptoms. She knows her husband very well. But some women, unfortunately, they don't know. She wants to talk when he's not in the mood. Sometimes the husband wants to be alone. He doesn't want anyone to disturb him. And because she doesn't know him, she wants to talk to him and he's not ready for that. And then she tells him, why? Why you treat me like this? And that's due to the lack of knowledge. She doesn't know her husband. And the brothers as well. You should know your wives. Okay. Quality 92. That she should advise. And a husband would love that. If his wife advises him, instructs him, if what he is saying is good and correct. And the Prophet ﷺ should be our example. 93, mutual respect. She should respect her husband, and he respects her, of course. And she will not do anything without asking him. Quality 94, a husband loves his wife to discover her own faults and her own mistakes by herself. And she should try to correct her mistake. And when her husband tells her, you have these bad things, she should try to get rid. She should appreciate that. She should not consider that why you are a naggy type. Why you are always pinpointing my faults. No. She should say to him, thank you very much, because this is how I can improve myself. So when your husband tells you have this bad habit, get rid of it, you should work hard on that to rectify your attitude and behavior and to excel and to replace that bad habit with a good one. 95, to exchange respect between the two, there is a mutual respect. 96, a husband loves his wife to have unique personality. She should have her own personality. A husband doesn't like his wife to imitate others or mimic them. No. You should have your own identity, your own personality. Whether when it comes to the way you dress up, or the way you talk, or your behavior, etc. You are unique. 97. A husband loves his wife to be realistic and pragmatic. Down to earth, a realistic person. A person who is very, very realistic, not idealistic. So, you know your income, you know your resources, so you are, because of your pragmatism, because of your realistic nature, so you don't demand more than your resources, more than what your husband can offer. And quality 98, a husband loves his wife to go with him out for entertainment, for picnic. So when he says that we are going out, she should not say, no, I'm not free for that. She should say, yes, we'll go. So when you go out for a walk, or those who are living in the West, they have good places in the countryside. Maybe the weekend they can go camping countryside with the children, etc. So that also makes the life more, you know, it adds spices to the marital life. And the last quality, which is quality 99, the nice word, sweet words, is the key to the heart. And the husband loves to hear sweet words. Always use sweet words. Yes, darling. Yes, love. All these beautiful words that will soften the bones and soften the hard hearts. Always use them. That what will facilitate and pave the way for you to reach his heart. May Allah Azza wa Jal increase the love between the couples, between Muslims, husbands and wife. And may Allah strengthen the relationship of Muslim families. And may Allah strengthen the Muslim Ummah. Amen. And may Allah reward all of you brothers and sisters for your patience. Jazakumullahu khaira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.